Welcome back to Ping. This is episode 105. 105 weeks of Paul and myself and sometimes random strangers bringing you the hottest stories that Microsoft is pinging about every week.
Yep.
And let's take a moment to reflect on some of the comments we got on last week's episode.
Yes.
Are you smiling already?
I am. Of course I'm smiling.
I would like to point out that Dentiku said I am the only person on Channel 9, the only person on all of Channel 9 who pronounces his name correctly. Asked me if I was a fan of Kraftwerk, which of course I is.
Of course.
Of course.
You
Pocket
am.
Calculator, one of my favorite songs.
Yep.
Radioactivity, contaminated population.
For those of you who don't know what Kraftwerk is, it actually means power plant in German.
It's a band.
It is a band. It is a band based in Dusseldorf.
Dusseldorf, not Gryffindor.
Not Gryffindor. I'm pretty sure that's where David Hasselhoff is from.
Oh.
That's probably not factually accurate at all.
Probably not, but nothing we say is.
Right, ever.
And the other thing...
And Herb said...
Herb said...
Laura, you know those exist, right?
What is he talking about?
Referring back to the hilarious joke that we had last time about the Virgin Islands.
I know they exist. I'd love to go to them.
Would you?
Yes.
Would you know?
And they will let me in, unlike you, where they will throw you off.
Yeah? I highly doubt that. And then Noxon said, great joke with the high five and the hand wipe. Ha ha ha.
Yeah, and then Herb wanted to know, he hasn't gotten his, it wasn't Herb, oh yes it was Herb, he hadn't gotten his Channel 9 guy yet. Well, I'll have to go back and check because you should have gotten it, so stay tuned for that. But in the meantime, Paul, I think we should talk about the hottest stories that Microsoft is
should
opinion each other about.
So we should get the show started.
Start the show.
Okay.
All right, Paul, so as you know, last week we talked a little bit about E3,
yep.
Because that's where I was. And, you know, you go to E3 and there's these massive setups for, obviously, the big three key players, Microsoft, Sony, and Nintendo.
Uh-huh.
And then, obviously, hundreds of game developer and publisher booths, people who don't have consoles, like Midway and EA, although EA booth is pretty big, blah, 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 blah. Turns out, according to GeekWire and some other research done here,
NPD Group,
that Microsoft has continued to buck the trend, and we are on top, ruling the console market in terms of Xbox 360 sales.
Yeah, 270,000 units in May 2011.
You know, I think about this, and I wonder if it's just because I work here and I'm in like this bubble of Microsoft, but I don't know anyone who plays anything but Xbox 360.
I mean, there's no online gaming in competitive networks for probably about a month.
Right.
that
I'm just serious. Like, when I talk to my friends and what do they play? I mean, I definitely have some friends who play the Wii.
Yeah.
You know, and I even admit that I'll play the Wii at home.
People still play the Wii?
Yeah.
I know a lot of people that bought Wiis that are now just getting rid of them.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, in fact, in terms of total cumulative sales from, like, launch till now, the Wii is actually still winning.
Yeah,
they still sold more. We came out after them, blah, 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 with the 360. So.
Well, it was also a more expensive console. We went out with, like, more hardcore gaming. Now we're getting into, like, the entertainment all up, and now that we have Kinect, it's reaching out to the
non-hardcore
gamers.
Right, as we reported last week, 40% of all 360 usage is not
gaming.
That's
right. It's just me watching the games that I used to play.
Exactly.
Or Laura watching her avatar watch a movie.
Yeah, you know what I did last week? This was really cool, just a little side story real quick. I went on and tootled around in Avatar Marketplace.
You tootled, huh?
I did. I was on my Kinect, tucking and doing me. My avatar was, you know, raising their eyebrows when I did mine. And my friend Will was on his Kinect, and his avatar walked into my room, and my little avatar was playing with his avatar, and I would go like this, and my avatar would go like this, and my avatar would go like this, and we were together, avatar, digital life. It was awesome.
I'm pretty sure we need to see that one in slow motion.
I don't think I can recreate the magic. Anyway.
It's pretty amazing that the console sales that we had this past month were actually 39% higher than they were the same month last year. So this being the sixth
obviously
year.
Obviously attributed to the growth of the Kinect.
Yeah, the Kinect probably is like breathing more life into the Xbox. So we're just getting tons and tons more people. I do think also with Sony having gotten hacked, it probably did
that
some...
That probably had a little fizz
on them. But hey, you know what? More people to play Halo and Call of Duty and all that all that great stuff. So
I think now with the just launched release of the SDK, For Kinect, obviously. Yeah. This will infuse some more energy into an already, you know, fire-filled ball of fun.
It should be very vibrant with all those hot hacks.
So congrats to the Xbox 360.
Yep. All right, Laura, you know how I love Windows Phone 7.
Yes, Paul. Yes, I do know how. That's my dog.
You don't have the default screen. You still haven't shown me how to do that. It's all pink.
It's all pink.
Or magenta, probably, is what that
technically is. Anyway, I know you love Windows Phone. Sorry.
I do. And we have the fastest growing app store. We were the first app store we mentioned a few weeks back to get to like 10 or 20,000 apps. So what we're doing is we're making it even easier for people that have created apps on other platforms to create apps on our platform.
Fish where the fish are.
That's right.
That's what I say.
Yeah, be a
Go
big fish
em.
In a big pond. I think we're losing some of these idioms here. But anyway,
fish where the fish are. If the developers are over there developing apps for other platforms, go get them.
Fish you know, where the fish are.
You don't wait for the fish to come to you. You go get the fish.
Yeah.
That is a perfectly appropriate use of that phrase.
We'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
That's good, too.
All right.
You know what? That's actually water under the bridge at this point.
It probably is. But, you know, there's...
Let's move on.
two birds in a hand is better than five in a bush.
Right.
Or the grass is always green on the other side is what I'm trying to say.
I don't want to hear you talking about hands and bushes anymore.
Okay. All right. So anyway, we are talking about porting your Android apps to Microsoft's Windows Phone platform. And Microsoft now has this Android to Windows API mapping tool. So this unfortunately isn't like a magic wand where you can just kind of wave it and all your apps port.
Bam! You work in the Windows marketplace. That would be great.
Yeah,
that would be great.
That would be. But, you know, that's some Harry Potter style stuff, but we don't quite have that yet. But what this tool will do for you is for the known APIs that have a fairly easy migration path from Android to Windows, this tool will help you identify what was previously used in Android and what you could use in Windows Phone. So this will be one of a series of things that Microsoft's doing to make it easier for you folks that are familiar with Android and want to develop on Windows Phone.
Yep.
We're also offering a 90-page guide for...
Just a light read.
Yeah, well, it's really not that bad. Like, when I was in high school, like, I would read, like, hundreds of pages on, like, Visual C++ 6 for Dummies or, like, any of these other large...
I mean, we all did, but I just think that now...
It's 283 pages of goodness.
I'll bet it is. Now, you know, 90 pages, if they could just play clip it for me real quick, that'd be better.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know what's interesting? I actually have a few friends who...
Get out of here.
I do. But that's it. But that's it. And they're not very bright, as I'm about to tell you. Because they were baffled when they asked me, because they're like, oh, I've got this great app. And I was like, well, I can't talk about it on my show, because it's not, you know, on Windows Phone. Like, I do a show on Windows Phone. And they're like, they didn't know that there was actually different marketplaces. And I found that a lot of people are of the same belief, that once it's an app, you get it on your phone. Not realizing that there's, you know, like you said, different APIs, different codes.
So these are developers.
These are my friends.
Oh, okay. I thought for a second you were talking about developers that had made an app.
Right. I mean, this is Clint Rutkus I was talking to, Dan Fernandez, these guys. I had to school them and be like, dude, you can't get it out on those other... No, these are my friends. The point is, just letting you know that people didn't know there's different phone marketplaces out there.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yes.
That's it. And now, hopefully, this is bridging the gap to make all developers be knowledgeable and able to develop for our platform as well as other platforms.
Yep.
See how it came full circle?
Yep, exactly. So we previously released some of these tools for the iPhone developers and reaching out to those fish to get them to swim in our pond.
We are fishing.
And
fish
now we're doing the same for Android. We also have a person called the App Guy that'll be monitoring forums and answering questions. So we'll be continually improving these tools.
Yeah, and I've also found, by the way, any of the guys from the Windows team, you know, well, like Brandon Watson or Larry Lehmer, any of the guys, if you tweet them, they're real good at tweeting back to you with, like, personal answers to your questions. So
Laura,
take advantage of that.
Laura does that, too.
I do. I probably can't answer your question, but I'll chat.
Unless you want to talk about, like, what goes with a green Argyle vest.
I'd probably go with a white Oxford underneath.
Oh, that'd probably be good. See, look at that.
Next. All right, Paul, as you know, every year I cover TechFest.
TechFest.
Microsoft Research TechFest.
You do.
Yeah, and I'm going to go with 3 years ago. I saw a sampling of this video game design game called Kodu, where it's intended to teach children how to actually design and code for video games.
Sure.
And now this game has obviously been released, and it's being used in a competition.
Yep. So the platform has been released. The Kodu development tool.
Right.
Right. And it's not actually like coding. It's like you kind of point and click
your way.
It's like
a game almost.
Yeah. It's like a game where you can make other games.
It's a game within a game.
Right.
Right. So, but it does teach you a little bit to be more tech savvy, and it teaches you the basics of, you know, programmatic thinking.
Yep. And if people want to go back to Ping 95, where we originally announced this, they can see a bit more details on it.
Right. But now we've got new news.
That's right. So we announced the contest 10 episodes ago. Now that contest is finished, and we have announced the winner.
Lil Hannah Wyman. Lil Hannah Wyman.
And it's not Hannah Montana? Oh, it's a different Hannah.
I wouldn't know who that is.
Yeah.
Is that one of your favorites?
I don't know. I typed in who is Hannah, and it said Montana at the end.
Right. I think you have the poster in your office. We talked about this on an earlier episode.
No, that was
a
cube. It was not mine. Like, I swear.
Anyway, Hannah, little adorable Hannah, has developed a game called Toxic that is about saving the environment. You go in and you clean the air, and when you get soot on the base of your trees, you go and you brush it off, and you clean up the environment.
Yeah, and then you go run into these blobs, and you make them plant trees. It's like very heavy-handed.
Yeah, and you know what? At first, when I read this article, I was like, okay, thinking back to my days when I had school projects and things like that, and you know your parents helped you.
Did they now?
Did they? And of course they did. Everyone's parents did. Nobody made the volcano explode by themselves. Everyone had a dad in the garage
tinkering. Pinewood Derby car. That's
anyway,
what I'm talking about,
so I was like, somebody had to help this kid. Because the game looks legit. You know, it looks like, you know, small children would play this game. The cartoons are cute. The graphics are cute. But then I jogged my memory a little more.
Mm-hmm.
And I remembered I did a story on a 12-year-old developer who developed a game for the Windows Phone called Unite. And it's amazing. It's actually one of the top 100 selling apps right now, downloaded apps.
Is it a word game?
No.
Oh, then I'm not playing it.
No, it uses the gyroscope, and it's like getting the ball into the little...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's cool.
Anyway, this is amazing, and I've come to believe that, especially kids here in Redmond, who might have more technical families, they're fully capable of doing this on their own, so congratulations to Lahanna, and how she incorporated the green environment, saving the earth,
and just
a politically minded 10-year-old.
And just completely disregarding the number one problem we have in the States of, like, needing to create jobs. She's like, we need to shut down factories and get rid of that pollution. I'm just like, listen to the problems we're having right now.
That's right. We need to outsource our work to other countries.
That's right. Just pollute over there. All those developers in other countries just polluting.
Why don't you take it up with Hannah, okay?
Yeah. But anyway,
why don't you go and make her cry?
This was the first annual Kodu Cup, and I think it worked out pretty well, so I hope we'll continue doing this.
Yeah, I do, and it feels to me like a mini, mini Imagine Cup.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's actually affiliated with the Imagine Cup in some way.
I would believe so.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. All right, Laura.
All right, Paul.
You know how much I love shopping and going to malls, right?
You love it. Almost as much as you love watching TV.
Yes.
Yes.
Exactly. I guess there's something that's going to combine the best of both worlds.
Yes.
Yeah. It's like a Kynect shopping extravaganza.
Kynect shopping. And let me tell you why this is awesome. Because I, believe it or not, hate shopping.
I don't believe it.
It's true.
I refuse to believe it.
I like shopping for, like, furniture and, like, home items. Like, put me in Pottery Barn all day long.
Uh-huh.
But, like, clothes shopping, I don't like it. It's not fun for me. It's very stressful. I don't like to go with friends, and they want to try it on, look at it, and I'm like, hey, get out.
Are you one of those people that always just feels large every time she tries to wear something new?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to talk about it, we can talk about it afterwards. Because I feel like there's some things when I go back to my mom.
Yeah.
And it's like deep-rooted.
I mean, all the Niners think you're just like the best thing since sliced bread.
Oh, Paul.
I didn't say I did.
No. Just raise you up and smack it down. Anyway, now Kynect has this shopping game, which is interesting because I remember, God, I have such vast experience on this episode. Many moons ago, Paul, I went to the home of the future in Disneyland.
Oh, yeah.
And they have this little thing for little kids where you go into, like, the little girl's room and you pick out the dress. And it's very similar to this experience, very rudimentary at the time,
mm-hmm.
where now they've got this Kynect shop, and you can watch the video, which looks pretty advanced.
Yeah.
You can actually grab the handbag down, do a little spin, look at it from all different angles.
Yeah, you can walk down the catwalk.
Well, yeah.
so long as the cat walks like the 3 or 4 feet.
Right, in the right lighting space. Right. In front of the sensor. But it looks really good. The video doesn't show, it only shows them pulling down handbags, and that looks actually real. Right. Like, obviously the one in Disney House is very cartoon. You're pulling up like a one-dimensional, like a cartoon book. This looks real.
Yeah, and you probably had to like make sure that your hand followed it versus it following your hand.
Right, exactly. Here's the bag! But I'd love to see how they're going to incorporate actually putting on clothing. Because if I could not have to go to the mall and not relive the trauma from earlier, like we'll talk about later, and actually just like see what the jeans would look like on me at home in the comfort of my living room or even my bedroom with the doors closed and locked, that would be great.
Yeah, this is another cool thing that I'm guessing came out of Microsoft research, because I remember seeing it at TechFest long ago where like in real time it would take like a webcam feed and like affix things to your head or to your eyes or like change the shape of your face, and actually it's based on some type of like facial feature recognitions, and that is now put into Microsoft's LifeCam software. So whenever I'm getting bored in like one-on-one video chats, like I'll just
put pig ears.
Pig ears or like pink hair or a hat or like some like question marks or a star above me. And I'm guessing that's the same type of stuff that's powering this, except for it's working with the Kinect on the Xbox.
And I'm hoping it's a little bit better.
Yeah.
I'd like it to give a real actual representation of what that shirt will look like in me, not what the cartoon pig ears look like. Anyway,
it's all a step in the right direction.
Maybe I might have to go cry soon. Let's end the show.
Okay.
All right, everybody, that ends this week's episode of Bing. Excuse me, I'm actually getting choked up.
Yeah.
Do you hear that?
We
got to go. You know, it's very traumatizing. Before we go, we want to remind you to follow Paul on Twitter.
Yep, at @lfoy.
And at Paul Mest, and we will make sure to answer your tweets and tweet back to you. And make sure to leave us comments. And anything else, Paul?
I think we found all the 9 guys that we didn't ship.
I guess.